Hey, everybody. Welcome to the David Wayne podcast, formerly the Jack McBrayer podcast, formerly the Sylvester Stallone podcast. I am your host, Paul Scheer. I'm sitting here with writer, actor, director David Wayne. David, welcome to the show.
It's so good to be here. And I've always wanted to lend my voice to the podcast medium. And this is a great opportunity for the audience to get some of my wisdom, some of my tidbits, and I'm just really thrilled for the community of listeners and the world out there that they get a chance to hear what I have to say.
Well, this is great. We're really going to get into it with you. This is obviously, you know, we're a gradual series. We'll start out with the big ideas and get to some small stuff. But let's just find out, what are you working on now? Like, what's exciting?
It's like, what am I not working on? I think of myself as a multi-hyphenate. Yeah, it's like writer, director, comedian. I mean, gardener in my backyard, father, husband. It's like, you name it, I'm doing it. And so it's like projects, Hollywood stuff.
Yeah, you know. So you're doing a lot of Hollywood stuff in it. And you recently made a trip out here to Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, well, I've become West Coast based recently. And that's been, you know, a way to get into the, I feel like it's a lot of the heart of stuff in cable TV, network TV. There's live stuff, you know.
But it must be hard. You're away from your home for the holidays, and you know, probably tough to even have plans for the holidays.
Not really, no? Because, excuse me. It's Hollywood stuff. I'm drinking. This is a good tidbit for people to understand. Drinking apple juice.
Okay. Don't worry about it. That's totally fine.
And what happens is,
do you want us to edit that out?
I mean, if you might want to edit it out just because it's a little unseemly.
But I also feel like it's kind of real, too.
Well, you know what? Screw it. Let the audience get the real deal.
Yeah.
This will help. This might, if maybe some kid is listening to this, a film student at NYU, and they're inspired to like, oh, that's the Blue Note, you know.
I agree.
The slip shot. Well, how did Oscar Peterson come up with all those skills? He was drunk and his fingers slipped.
This is kind of like a history lesson too. And now let me ask you, so again, like, so holidays must be, I mean, it must be tough being out here in LA, yes or no?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, it's just, I when I was in New York, my family's in Ohio.
Yeah.
And so I'll be going with my family to Ohio to see my parents and my...
Oh, so you're actually leaving LA and you're going to Ohio?
Yeah. That's what we're going to travel this weekend and go see my family.
This week? But I imagine that's like a fun... I mean, it's small. Is it a small gathering or is it small?
It's like, you know, it's my immediate family. I have my three sisters who are there and their kids and then their husbands and my dad.
It'd be so fun to actually, I think, like even to go with you there to kind of get into your family life and see what your dynamic is with your family.
You'd love it, Paul. It's like the jokes around the table.
I actually would love it. I would love to come if you're cool with having me come.
Obviously, I know that, you know, I mean that literally in that, but you know, if you in a funny way as a bit, that's funny to say. Like,
would it be weird? Would it be weird? I mean, I don't have any Thanksgiving plans right now, so I mean, I'm free.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in Ohio, so it would be a plane flight, and it's not.
I would swing it. I'd get some money together.
I mean, it's like, it's not a thing. Here's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, my sister cooks this whole thing, and she's already got the amount of turkey, and it's already set up.
But it would be great I wouldn't even have to eat. I just to hang out and just, you know, with your family and stuff.
I know. It would be so fun. It would be so fun, Paul. The thing is, it's like, we have this table, and there's only so many chairs in the table, and it's like, and we. I actually did just a second ago. I actually spoke to my sister Beth, who is setting it all up, you know, and she said that you're not invited.
So I can't go.
It's the thing is that you can't come because
you know what? This podcast is boring. This is a boring podcast. No one cares about what you have to say about anything. We're not doing this podcast anymore.
No, the David Wayne podcast, I thought.
No, yeah, it's done. No one cares. Because you know what? I thought you were a nice guy. I thought you were a guy who cared about your friends, and now you just shit on me.
I'm not sure. I'm saying it's, you can't get on my Thanksgiving dinner, but everyone wants to know.
No one wants to know about you. No one wants to know about you. You're done. All right, this is no.
It's over.
What a jerk. I mean, oh, you're going back to Ohio and you don't have room for me? I made a whole fucking podcast about you. I mean, this is the kind of stuff, again, it's Hollywood. Oh, so nice to your face. And then when you ask them for something real, something tangible, they say no. You know what? Let this be a lesson to everyone out there who wants to be an actor, a writer, a director. You know what? Get used to being lied to, because this is what this town is about. This podcast was started on a lie told to me, and now my life is spiraling because of the liars here. You think that there is support, and there is no, there's just no support. It is Tuesday. I currently do not have any plans for Thanksgiving, and I should, because I'm a great guest. I bring games. You want to put me on your Scattergories team? I'll fucking nail it. Oh, want to do Mafia? I can do that. You want to do like a great celebrity? I fucking nail all those games. So if there is anyone out there, anyone who wants to have a great celebrity at your party, and I am a celebrity. I was in the Eddie Murphy movie Meet Dave. I was cut out, but I was in it. I met Eddie Murphy. And you know what? So think about that. David Wayne, think about that. You got you opted against not having a celebrity at your party that your family would love, because it's Ohio, and who's from Ohio besides the cast of Family Ties? The fictional cast. All right, we're gonna change it up. We're gonna go back to the original format, because these two people we interviewed were jerks. So see you tomorrow on the Stallone podcast. And if you have Thanksgiving plans, email askstallone@gmail.com.
Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.